listening to Josh Cohen and the Home Team, presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
And the immortal words of the great Christian Cat. Something smelly.
Yeah.
How'd you say it again?
Something smelly.
Something smelly. Not something's fishy. Nothing. Something's rotten in Denmark. Not something stinks.
Something smelly.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing about, what's his face? Jontay Porter. Something smelly.
Something smelly.
The Shohei Ohtani situation.
Something smelly.
Something smelly. Maybe it's your upper lip, pal. See Cat back from Puerto Rico. It is the home team for the ride home. I'm supposed to remind you to go to YouTube. Tina's going to flash everyone on YouTube gang signs.
If you're on our YouTube stream right now, you would have just witnessed me completely miss my chair.
Yes.
And I like fell over.
And
thank goodness my mic wasn't on because I said a bad word out loud.
Go to YouTube, punch in ESPN West Palm. It's our ESPN West Palm Play YouTube channel.
You can watch it back later.
The show is live, and we are a video television show now as well as a radio show all around the world. Hey, there's our old buddy Shoeshine. He's wearing a red blazer and white pants. He looks sharp as hell.
He's doing good.
Remember Robert? He used to come in studio with us and tell stories.
No, I wasn't here when that happened, but I remember him from our old office.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, subscribe to ESPN West Palm Play. Watch the home team. Watch LaVica, Lil Brandon, and Stony Stone Stone, and all of our fine content every day. Cocktail hour, Tina. As Frank Sinatra said, it's a cocktail hour. Something smelly.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's a cocktail hour. For me, it is right now.
Have some of that, Sea Cat. The cocktail hour is being presented by Twin Peaks. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Twin Peaks, the ultimate guys lodge, the ultimate sports lodge, the ultimate place to watch the fights, never a cover. Not for boxing, not for MMA, not for UFC. The official UFC fan headquarters is Twin Peaks. Happy hour every weekday. Brand new cocktail concoctions constantly. Brand new menu items being added consistently. They also have the best bacon as a side dish you've ever had. Billionaire bacon. Thick, a little chew, a little crisp. Starts with sweet, and then it finishes with a blast of heat. That's the best, billionaire bacon. Yep. That's the best.
Got an Irish trash can there a couple weeks ago.
Twin Peaks has every sporting event in 4K Ultra HD, and the menu continues to add things that make you want to go just to chow. Never forget fight nights, watching for free. Pembroke Pines, Davie, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, West Palm Beach, Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm.
What's wrong?
It is the ultimate sports lodge and guys lodge. It is Twin Peaks. Okay.
I'm told I got something stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, you do. Right there is what you got. Right there, you got it. Right there. Just making sure my hand's out of reach of the camera.
Yes,
you got it, buddy.
It is.
That's C-Cat back from Puerto Rico. He may be on extended vacation again here in short order. And that's Tina and your boy brother Love. Hey, we're inside the cocktail hour, but I do not want to stop on the story involving Jontay Porter. This is an NBA story that's going to be explosive, y'all. This is going to be a problem. It's not whether or not your team is winning or losing the game. It's inconsequential. You're talking about over-unders of personal performance, rebounds, assists, points. You can tell everybody in the world that you know, I want you to bet tonight under me making a three-pointer for as much money as you possibly can. Because I know I'm going to go out there, I'm not going to shoot one.
Yeah.
And if I do shoot one, I'm going to make sure that I airball it.
Mm-hmm.
That is obviously the biggest fear of the NBA. Well, it doesn't look good. But then again, it could be coincidental. It's not that Jontay Porter stayed under. It's not even that he left those games, you understand. He left those games, one instance, because of re-aggravation of an eye injury.
Yeah.
And the other because of sickness, we're told. Whose idea was it? That's important. It doesn't matter that he didn't make those, totals. What matters is that there were betting irregularities, meaning there was more action, more people betting it, more money coming in on it than normally is for player props, let alone for his. They may come to find out that you've got a reporter that went on the pregame show on NBA Network and said, guys, I was at Toronto Raptor practice earlier today. Jonte Porter seems to be bothered still by an eye injury, so he's going to give it a go tonight. But, like, there could be something on a national, right? And then people just jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. But it wouldn't explain for the flag to go up on regularities that many people, because that stuff happens all the time on national outlets.
Yeah.
Of, you know, I mean, Aaron Dolan, I'm sure, there's sports betting analysts now all over the freaking map. And they go, here's my play. Here's my thing. I like this. And I'm sure they move the needle, son. But for Jonte Porter to get this kind of action on his props in a game in which he left early and didn't achieve, for the sports book in question to say, this is the biggest money winner of the entire night in the NBA, meaning everybody was on it and everybody was right. Two times. And the last one happening not even a week ago, mm-hmm. 6 days ago, as a matter of fact. Last Wednesday night was the second time, which is a hold on, wait a minute, something ain't right. Here's actually the commissioner of the league, Adam Silver.
Hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right.
Adam Silver.
That was great.
What was great?
Adam Silver saying that.
Well, he just had a hunch. Mm-hmm. All kidding aside, Tim Legler, former NBA player, now ESPN NBA analyst, he talks about the seriousness of this situation, because I'm not the only one that realizes this could be really a problem. Take a listen.
A role player guaranteeing basically his unders by taking himself out of the game because of a physical issue. Because, look, if you're going to bet on the under and go out there and play your normal minutes, well, then you're going to have to do something different in terms of the way you're playing. Your coach is going to pick up on that right away. It's not like you can go out there and turn down a wide-open three-point shot. So the best way to guarantee it would be to say, hey, there's something wrong with me physically. I'm only going to play a few minutes. So now I know for a fact I'm going to hit the unders on those things. Look, there's a lot more has to come out about the story, obviously. This doesn't sound coincidental. This is a massive story, Greeny, because you're talking about anything related to sports where you feel like there's something going into it that's predetermined, and you're not just watching something that's a random series of events, and now we're going to bet the outcome. This is a big, big story.
Yeah.
This is a big problem for the NBA, and sounds like they're going to be right on top of this. There's going to be a lot more information to come.
This is a bigger problem for the NBA than Ohtani's is for baseball.
Yeah.
This is a bigger problem for the NBA than Ohtani's is for baseball. Ohtani's is a bigger story because it's Ohtani.
Ohtani.
Right.
He's like the face.
Right. If this were Steph Curry instead of Jonte Porter,
it'd
be a bigger story than, obviously, Ohtani's is. Do not lose sight of what is the bigger story versus what is the bigger problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The problem here, my friends, is that it's not Porter's overs cashing and everybody winning, because that requires effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires you exceeding expectation and beating defenders and making it happen. When it's unders, it's no different than point shaving in the sense of, I can control this, I can guarantee this, I can make certain this doesn't happen. And that's when you wind up going to prison. Yes, Tina?
I have a question.
Where do babies come from?
Don't say it. No.
C-Cat can explain that to you.
No.
C-Cat, where do babies come from?
Tina, you know your father?
Yes.
You know your mother?
Yes.
They were big friends years back.
Okay, can we stop?
Would you say they were big friends?
Let's stop.
Big friends.
Can I ask my real question?
Has anyone ever heard the expression big friends?
No, let's
Who
stop.
Who are you, Donald Trump?
Let's end it here.
Big friends.
Let me ask my question.
Big friends. Credible people. Big friends. Big friends.
Can I?
What? He's had two in an hour. He had something smelly, really? And your parents were big friends. You better get a pair of t-shirts made
for
your parents.
Big friends.
To wear on public that say big friend one, big friend two. And they could hold hands. When a man and woman love each other, Tina.
Yes,
I know. That's where babies come from, you were saying. You had a question.
Yes. Do players they're allowed to say, like, I only want to play this amount? Like,
no.
That's what I guess I'm...
No.
In that sound, it kind of like that's how I took it, where he had the opportunity.
Did he take himself out of the game? His eye injury, his eyes bothering him. Only he knows whether or not it's really an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Two Saturdays ago,
we saw... But the illness, too. Like, isn't it up to the coach to be like, yeah, you're not that well, you should sit out?
Two Saturdays ago, we saw a UFC fight. Were you there?
Can't remember. Two weeks ago?
Yeah. No. Two Saturdays ago, we saw a UFC fight in which a fighter was dominating the other. And then the one dude, the doctors came in to check his eye, got an eye poke, and he's like, I can't see, which is a great way to end the fight.
Yeah.
So instead of getting the loss or taking more of a beating, you get a no contest.
Yes.
All you got to say is, I can't see. If you're coming out of the game, was it because the medical staff said, whoa, Jonte, you can't play? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm fine. I can play with the sickness. Whose idea was that? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Tim Legler tells you how serious it is. Adrian Wojnarowski, he goes further into the things that I just asked that we all need to get answered. Because again, this isn't affecting whether a team is trying to win or lose. This is an ancillary. It's a role player. This is now something that you can replicate. Tonight, they could do it. In basketball, in hockey, they could do it in tennis. Think about all the stuff that's going to be tonight on television that you could bet on. And there are people playing in those games and matches that could absolutely guarantee that something doesn't happen so they and their people could win money from the corporations in doing so.
Yeah, that's why I find it so easy to replicate, because only one person involved in the game has to agree to shave points off. It's just one player for
that's
the
it.
Player prop. It's not a team.
Correct.
Not even two people. Just
correct.
One guy.
Individual player props.
I don't feel good. Don't want to play.
And that's where it gets difficult. And that's where it gets complicated. Take a listen to Adrian Wojnarowski.
Well, I think one of the things that the league will want to find out was, did Jonte Porter take himself out of the game? Did the team medical personnel decide that he couldn't play? Why did he only play 3 minutes and 4 minutes in those games? Was it his decision? Was it the team's decision? Those are certainly questions that'll be asked.
And they better be answered. Mm-hmm. Those are important questions. Whose idea was it he came out the game? You can miss shots. You can miss free throws. You can pass up shots. You can do all those things. But there's going to be incredible scrutiny. I watched a hockey game on Sunday, and I swear to God, the dudes handling the puck were trying to make sure that they weren't handling the puck. It just seemed out of sorts that this team was making certain they didn't have possession. I'm just saying, you see it sometimes, but you think it more now because of the proliferation of. It's very hard to profit. It is, on a consistent basis, without having some discipline. It is. But you got to pay attention. And I assure you, there are people that are playing in these games. This dude is on a $400,000 contract, okay? He's not making $50 million a year like Steph Curry. He's on a two-way deal. It'd be very easy for him to be someone that could be approached. And I'm not saying he came up with it on his own. But there could be parties involved that say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to double your annual contract here. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to, when we tell you, make certain that you don't even shoot a three, let alone make one, and that you don't wind up with 5.5. So if that means that you got to get yourself injured or exit the game, then fine, so be it. These things can happen, C-Cat. These things can happen.
On with what Adrian Wojnarowski said, how it's important to find out who took him out of the game. It's the most important thing. Yes, but he knows what he can say that'll make the medical personnel take him out of the game, right?
If I
can see, then they're not going to let me play basketball.
Right. But whose idea was it? Whose idea was it that he came out the game?
So he's got to be a whistleblower first. He's got to say, my eyes hurt. I can't see.
Not necessarily, but I'm saying that if it's like, coach, I don't feel good. I'm sick. What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm sick. I don't feel good. Then that doesn't look good for the second instance. The first one with the eye, well, I mean, that's going to be, you know, something you can determine. The sickness thing, that's not someone that a team person got. I don't know if you should be in the game. Do you feel all right? You don't look like you feel all right.
Right.
That's going to be an individual voluntarily wanting to come out of a game.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if it was a football game, it'd be the concussion test where you ask these questions.
This is not about the bets winning. This is about betting irregularities, meaning that more money was coming in and more people were betting this than normally ever would. It's a case of what's if all of a sudden today, you know, I got 2,700 new followers on Instagram today.
Fake followers.
But something's not right.
Yeah, something's off.
because I don't get 2,700 in a year.
Yeah, unless like something went viral or something happened where
2,700. The former world champion. Go check it on Instagram. I add about 6 followers, I think, a year. I mean, I probably should do more. Please add me on Instagram. Please add Tina Home Team. Add C-Cat at Something Smelly. That's his handle, at Something Smelly. Again, mine's the former world champion. The point I'm trying to make is something's not right. Irregularities.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's the problem, is that there were betting irregularities, and then the unders just happened to hit. And he happened to take himself out of those games. But we continue on. The most infamous and controversial figure in sports betting scandal history speaks. Take a listen to friend of and then Pete Rose on the Shohei Ohtani situation.
Hey guys, Matt Thrash here, enjoying some March Madness with my great friend Pete Rose. And we were talking about the current goings on in baseball right now, and Pete wanted to mention something.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
I wish back in the 70s and 80s I had an interpreter, because I'd be scot-free. In other words, Pete Rose is saying, that's nonsense. I'm banned from baseball for life. I'm not in the Hall of Fame. I miss decades of the ability to be involved with baseball because I bet on baseball games. By the way, he bet on his team to win. Mm. He bet on his teams to win. He was a player and manager, making bets from the dugout. Before he admitted to that, he denied it for decades. Denied it. Admitted he bet on sports. Denied it. Decades. This show, we had some listeners that actually played on the Reds, these two dudes, and they would call on, and we'd meet them at events, and they're like, dude, it was not a secret. Like, he would dial 9 to get outside line from the dugout, and he would make bets. And they said, well, betting on your team is still betting on baseball. What's if he's betting tonight but not tomorrow night? Does that mean he's going to use the good closer, the good reliever tonight? You see what I'm saying? So you can't do that. Pete Rose has had a rough go of it. Pete Rose has been a guest on this show a couple times. He had autograph signing appearances, including where he was signing baseballs that said, I bet on baseball, which I thought was great. He was doing that at the mall in Wellington. And I remember he was doing the phoner with us, and he was lost. He was like, guys, I can't find where this mall is. So we're trying to figure it out live on the air. So I got the traffic music update playing. And I said, okay, what do you see? He said, okay, where's the sun? I said, okay. I said, what do you do? So we identified, you know, like that he was driving southbound on like 441. And so I said, what are you driving right now? And he said, a white Porsche Cayenne. And I said, let me know the next intersection that you come through. So me and Pete Rose are hashing this out live on the air, because you know, the home team audience is enormous. And at this time, those people were everywhere wanting, willing to help. And so I said, all right, here's the location between, and here's he's driving the white Porsche kind. If you see his vehicle, go ahead and call in. And the dude calls in, and he said, I think I got you right in front of me, Pete. And then I said, what are you driving? And then the man said, red Toyota. And then Pete said, yep, that's what's behind me. And I said, Pete, put your arm out the window, hold up a couple of fingers. And so he did. And I said to the man, how many fingers? And he's like, 3 fingers. And Pete's like, yep, that's him. And I said, sir, get in front of Pete Rose, and then you give him a Toyota Corolla Escort to the to Wellington Mall or whatever it was, to the store for the autograph signing. And so we worked it out like on the air. So he got a personal like escort.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was a great moment for all of us. But he signed stuff for years that said, I'd never bet on baseball, never bet on baseball, and sold that memorabilia. And then all of a sudden it was like, damn it. All right, fine.
And then
he sold baseball and said, I bet on baseball.
Yeah, I saw, I'm sorry, I bet on baseball.
I bet on baseball. Sorry, I bet on baseball. It's sad. It's sad. What's happened to Pete Rose? It's sad. Hopefully it's for some people, a cautionary tale. NFL had major rule changes approved today. Football will never look the same in the NFL, Tina. It is different now. Kickoffs are different now. Kickoffs are different, not just to start the game and start the half, but after every score.
Okay.
The kickoff as we know it is over with.
Over?
C-Cat's going to explain to us, in his words, how NFL kickoffs have changed now forever, because this looks very different and it plays very different than it ever was before. See, Cat?
All right, if you've watched XFL football before, it's going to look XFL football.
Okay.
And the rejuvenation of it, it looks like that. And here's what that looks like.
Okay.
Got a kicker. He's all by himself. He's on his own 35-yard line.
The kicker is now at the 35-yard line, but he's all by himself. There is no longer 10 teammates, 5 to his left, 5 to his right.
Okay.
Instead, they are situated where?
They are situated on the opposite, his own teammates, on the opposite 40-yard line.
So they're across the 50 on the other side of the field at the 40-yard line.
Five yards later, you get to the 35-yard line. In between the 30 and the 35, that's where the return team is. 10 players of the return team are between the 30-yard line and the 35-yard line.
He's making it confusing. So what you got is 25 yards away from the kicker are his teammates. 5 yards away from them, just five, directly in front of them, is the return team.
Okay.
Minus, of course, their returner or returners. See, Cat?
Then you got the landing zone, right? That's a phrase they're using.
Don't say you got the landing zone right. Don't say you got the landing zone right, because right would mean that we know what the hell a landing zone is.
Is that the end zone?
No,
not the end zone.
You got the landing zone, right? No. What C-Cat is trying to say.
What I was going to say, if you didn't interrupt me, yeah.
Something that is now being termed the landing zone. And what the landing zone is?
It is between the goal line and the 20-yard line, from sideline to sideline, between the goal line and the 20-yard line. That is the landing zone.
Okay. So what we know as the red zone on offense is the landing zone for the kicker. Remember, the kicker is at his own 35-yard line, but he's all by himself.
By himself.
Lonely out there.
He wants to get to the landing zone?
Yeah, kind of.
Hold on. 25 yards ahead of the kicker are his 10 teammates. Directly across from them, just 5 yards away, are the other team facing them, minus, of course, the returner. The returner standing back in the landing zone.
Yes.
Which is between the goal line, not the end zone, the goal line, because the end zone's 10 yards, yeah. Thank you very much. The goal line and the 20-yard line. That's where the kick returner is going to be standing. See, Cat?
So the kicker's going to kick the football, and nobody can move until the ball either hits the ground or hits the return man.
You can't move, Tina.
Ooh.
You can't run, you can't leave, you can't block. You have to stand there until either the ball is caught by the returner or it hits the ground. There is an umpire, a line judge, a referee of some sort, and they will signal when it's safe to go. It's kind of like in baseball, if you're going to tag up on a fly ball that's an out, you got to wait till they catch the ball, and then you got to leave. You got to wait to leave.
So if the kicker kicks the ball, it doesn't reach the landing zone. So it doesn't get to the 20-yard line or further than that. It is a touchback dead ball. It's bad for the kick team. You don't want that to happen because now the football goes to the 40-yard line.
40-yard line. So it's like kicking out of bounds in previous NFL seasons. All right.
But also, if you hit a normal touchback, which you've seen time and time again, almost every single game, touchback where it goes out the back of the end zone, the ball is to the 35-yard line.
35-yard, you don't want that. That's bad because now you're giving them extra field position. So ideally, what you want to do is you want to kick it high. Well, I don't know if that matters anymore because you can't run down there.
I feel like this is like a disadvantage for the kicker and an advantage for like the returners.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they're just, no matter what, going to get like yards.
But you're not going to have super high speed collisions with lots of force that cause people to get knocked out and get concussions. You're going to have less injuries on this.
Which I appreciate.
Of course. That's what the league is looking for.
Yes.
Is there anything else you have in your report?
So kind of the strategy, what it looks like, because if you kick the ball and it lands in the landing zone between the goal line and the 20 and then rolls out the back of the end zone, you put the football at the 20-yard line. That is preferred for the kicker.
So you want to kick it, make it bounce, and then roll into the end zone?
That is what's preferred. I mean, that's what I'm reading. Yeah.
That was C-Cat's explanation. And to be honest, something smelly.
Something smelly.
No?
Why did they make this change? Because of the, collisions?
They made the change because kicks were not being returned. They're all being touchbacks. And then the ones that were being returned, the injury rate is exponentially greater than on any other play in football.
Okay.
So let's make it safer. Let's make the kickoff matter. And by the way, let's generate some plays. It's a wasted play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have dudes running with the ball. And that's what you want. Because you know what can happen with that? Touchdown returns.
Yes.
You know what can happen? Fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what can happen? Bad decisions, and you start running backwards and maybe lateral. His explanation was a little smelly. Take a listen to Jeff Darlington, who maybe we should have deferred to in the first place. I'm not sure. Take a listen.
Under the new rule, the kicker would remain in his normal spot. The rest of the kickoff team would line up on the receiving team's 40-yard line, and the receiving team would line up 5 yards away on their 35-yard line. Nobody would be allowed to move past those lines until the ball is touched or reaches the target zone, the area from the 20-yard line to the goal line.
All right, so basically what CCAT told us, but just in a very more clear, professional manner, without making it seem as though everybody knows where the landing zone is, right?
If you want me to talk like this, I can talk like this.
Oh,
you
want
to go pukey puke, that's pukey puke, and you liked it there, you don't like when I do it. Fine.
Jeff Darlington is a television reporter. You are a talk radio personality.
Uh-huh. Sure thing, dude.
And then Darlington continues because he has to explain touchbacks. Listen.
If the ball is kicked into the end zone, the receiving team gets it at the 35-yard line.
That's bad.
If the ball is kicked into the target zone and rolls into the end zone, the receiving team possession would start at the 20-yard line.
Well, that's different than what you said. He said if
the target zone.
Planning zone, target zone.
It's different, but he said the 20-yard line. It's different from what you said.
Let's see. Any kick that hits in the landing zone must be returned.
CCAT, with all the information that you need to know. All right, buddy, good job. That's good enough for me. Good enough.
Yeah, good enough for me, too.
Clearly. I like it. I like it.
Yeah,
it's I like it a whole lot more than new tackle rules. I think what it accomplishes is it makes kickoffs actually something to watch. Mm-hmm. Because we don't watch kickoffs anymore. They're touchbacks. Dudes let the ball go in the end zone. The ball goes through the end zone. Nobody cares. But now kicking teams are penalized for kicking it out of the end zone, and you're rewarded with making it a play in which they get a chance to return it. So there's tremendous upside and less dudes getting hurt and obviously less concussions. I think it's a great idea for football.
And we're not just throwing stuff at the wall, right? We've seen this in action where the NFL looked at the spring football league, the XFL, and saw that, okay, it actually works in action,
yes,
live action. We're not just looking at a dry erase board and thinking, that should work.
Correct.
No, it worked.
Yeah, we've seen it. Now, it'll get tweaked. The way it's designed now is not the way it will be, I'm certain, by this time next year.
It's only a one-year plan, too.
Right.
So if it needs to be changes, fixed, it will be.
There'll be changes, I'm quite certain. Coming up, when we return, what happened last night in one game that we've not seen either team participate in, each of them, in over 25 years? Yup, that bad. Details coming up in just a sec on that. Plus, this one's even better. Tina contends. Tina argues that what is a breakfast food? Tina claims that this is a breakfast food, and you got laughed at today by your teammates.
Yes, laughed at. Told I was very wrong.
We're not here to laugh at you.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not. We're here to hear your explanation, your argument, and then when you're done, then laugh with you.
Okay.
That's what we're that here works. To do. That's what we're here to do. F1 Miami coming to in and around Hard Rock Stadium, May 3rd through the 5th. The 2024 Formula 1 Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix. You heard what I said. It's the 2024 Formula 1 Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix. It's coming up. 38 days. 3-day event. It's filled with art and music, world-class cuisine, and celebrities and parties. And of course, 3 days of the best racing in the world. It is also this season's first sprint race in the Americas. Come watch the greats like Max Verstappen, Lewis Hamilton battle it out. There's a variety of ticketing and hospitality options. Grandstand options as well with fantastic track views that put you right in the middle of the action. You can feel it, literally. You smell it, you hear it, but you can feel it. The vibration of the power. General admission passes start from just $150. Join us for the 2024 Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix, May 3rd through the 5th. The Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix is a one-of-a-kind event that showcases the incredible sport of F1, but also reflects Miami's unique position as a global curator of culture, entertainment, sports. And also, let's be honest, scenes, because this is a CNB scene. Tickets available now. Letter F, the number one, MiamiGP.com. Again, the letter F, the numeral one, MiamiGP.com. Get yours now. Are you going back this year?
I'd love to.
That's a party down there. That's a scene down there.
It's so fun.
Maybe this year you can get a pass to watch it from the back of one of those yachts.
Oh, maybe.
You know, like Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I can get lucky.
Yeah, well, we can definitely get you lucky. Oh, you mean to get a pass to watch it on the yacht?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Coming up when we return, Tina contends. She argues that what is a breakfast food? This is something I would expect from C-Cat, to be honest with
not
you.
Not me?
No, I would not expect this from you. I'd expect more from you. I would expect this from C-Cat. We'll get to what that is coming up in just a sec. It's the home team for the ride home on ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to Josh Cohen and the Home Team, presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
It is the home team for the ride home on a Twin Peaks Tuesday. And Tina is dressed today for success today.
Look good, feel good, perform good.
How's the performance so far, Christian?
I think C-Cat's a little upset that we still have yet to, like, we keep talking about my outfit and not his.
Can we get a one-shot on C-Cat real quick on our YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm? If you got your YouTube
look
available.
Look at him smiling.
Look at how proud he is.
He's posing.
He looks like somebody's Uncle Marco.
Have you been unbuttoning a button each segment?
Are you Uncle Marco?
It goes too low. There's actually a compliment of Tina's outfit today on our YouTube page.
Oh.
C-Cat looks like Uncle Marco, who is at a graduation from high school party, and people keep commenting that he's being a little inappropriate with some of his niece's friends.
Wait, did you get that hat?
But he's only 25.
Did you get that hat and shirt in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I did. Happened to. Hat first day. You know, I could have just gone to the Garden
Ball. Where's all this money coming from?
Over there.
Ed Morse Automotive Group. The Ed Morse Automotive Group. That's my guy, Teddy Morse. That's a great family business is what that is. That is now 77, almost 78 years. 78 years coming up on. 1946, Teddy's grandfather. And then Teddy's dad, and now Teddy. Because what you drive, it says a lot about you. But if what you are driving has the Ed Morse name on the back, it says you expect a lot from your vehicle. It says you expect a lot more so even from the people that sold you your vehicle. And Ed Morse, they don't just sell vehicles, they stand behind them. And behind each and every one of the more than 2 million people who drive them. That's why the family-owned and operated Ed Morse Automotive Group of dealerships has been in business, as I said, for 78 years. Dedication to customers, dedication to community. When Ed Morse says they got your back, you can believe them. You are always backed by Morse. Ed Morse proudly supports many charitable endeavors and organizations and foundations, including support for our veterans and our military and the Miami Dolphins and many other organizations as well. Make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com today. Edmorse.com, because you are always, in fact, always backed by Morse. There are ugly losses, and then there are ugly losses. The worst losses are the ones in which you just really collapsed in historic fashion. Take, for example, the Boston Celtics last night, up by 30.
3-0.
30. Only to lose to the Atlanta Hawks. By the way, Hawks haven't had a comeback like this since 1997, 1998. Mm. 27 years ago.
Goodness.
26 years ago.
Spend some time.
Celtics haven't blown a 30-point lead in 25 years. So it's quarter history plus for both organizations. One in not coming back in that long and one in not collapsing like this in that long. But while the game was being played, you've got on-air analysts comparing Jason Tatum to whom? He was comparing Jason Tatum to Caitlin Clark, but not in a good way. Take a listen.
Boy, Jason Tatum does a lot of complaining. Who does he think he is, Caitlin Clark?
Oh, man, that's good.
Caitlin Clark was complaining so much, her dad got on her at the tournament from the stands.
Caitlin Clark was complaining a little bit. She's a big, fierce competitor. She gets angry, hot-headed, and her father was like, you need to, and she told her father, well, you need to. You saw that happen?
Caitlin Clark can do whatever she wants.
You saw that happen, I said?
Yeah, I saw that happen. It was crazy. It was nuts. Caitlin Clark got animated, complaining about fouls and all that. Her dad said, shut your mouth. Be quiet.
Yeah, and then what did she say to her dad?
Shut the up. Shut it up.
I think she used a bad word.
Wow.
Yeah, I think she did, which is not very role model-like, but it's very real. It's very human.
Keeping it real.
Right, but she's got little 4-, 5-, 6-, 7-year-old boys and girls.
Yes.
That view her as some kind of a
and hopefully they
mythical creature, not as a human being.
Hopefully they don't say this to that to their parents.
Hopefully they don't say it to their parents.
Yes.
But you know, there were little kids that did, though.
Yes.
And so
Caitlin Clark said it.
I learned it from her.
Yes.
I learned it from her. I learned it from watching
kids
her.
Kids repeat everything.
Jason Tatum, postgame, offered this up on the historic collapse. Listen.
I mean, it's tough. You want to win every game you play. You know, for us, we never, like, people think we never should lose. And, you know, we was up a lot. And we f***ed the game up.
Oh, yeah.
And we know that. We all adults and the professionals. And we know we didn't do the things necessary to win. And I think that's sometimes easier to fix when you know if you do the right things and play the right way how we're supposed to, we know usually what the outcome is going to be. So like KP said, not overreact, take it on the chin and get ready for Thursday.
So what's your problem with his post-game sound just from that piece right there, C-Cat? What's your problem with what he said?
I don't really have much of a problem at all.
Didn't think so.
Kind of just spilling the beans.
Yeah, Tina, what'd you find there problematic?
I just like couldn't help but kind of giggle. He's like, they don't want us, no one wants us to lose. I'm like, well, yeah, I don't want my team
to lose
either.
Well, it's not that they want us to lose. What did he say about losing? What did he say about losing?
I don't know.
Listen one more time.
I mean, it's tough. You want to win every game you play. You know, for us, we never like, people think we never should lose.
Stop it right there.
We should never
people
lose.
Think we should never lose. Mm-hmm. People think we should. So he's saying, like, this is on y'all who try to act like, you know, like you deserve, you're entitled to win every game. This is avoidance type behavior. This is not a young man who said, and then, you know, he talks about, like, yeah, you know, the game, like we get a lead. Dude, say my name. My name is 30 points. Go ahead and say it. You blew a 30-point lead. This got nothing to do with what people think you should do. Here's what people think you should do. What this team has done every other time this has happened since 1998.
When?
Right. Don't make it sound like it's unrealistic expectations or entitlement. Be a man and flat out say, there's no way to explain blowing this lead. There's no way to excuse blowing this lead. Obviously, this is something that no team should do up 30 in the National Basketball Association. We did. And so all I can say is, as long as I'm in the league, this will never happen again. Be a little Tebow-esque on it, I guess. Meanwhile, in the history of the NBA, forget the history. Just this season, teams that are up, as you might imagine, 30 points have yet to lose a game.
I would think so.
Yeah. Not just the Celtics and Hawks where it's haven't done in 25 and done 25. It's an insurmountable lead,
mm-hmm.
except for it got mounted.
Yeah.
It got mounted. If it's insurmountable, it was mountable. It became mountable last night. Jason Tatum, do better, be better. Hey, kids, guess what? We are counting down to Sunfest. 40 years of music on the waterfront. Take a listen and tell me what you think about this little ditty right here. Take a listen. Tina?
Bad Boys.
What is that?
Bad Boys. Bad Boys.
It is Inner Circle, is what it is. Inner Circle.
They were at Sunfest?
They were at Sunfest. 1998.
Wow.
We are 38 days out from Sunfest, and we are counting down. All the way to day of. And we're recognizing 40 years of music on the waterfront with members of the Sunfest performance family over those 40 years. Inner Circle, 1998. Many of you know this is the theme to Cops.
Mm-hmm.
Cops is filmed with the cooperation of the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Christian?
Yeah.
It's a one-shot on me. When you hear this song, you don't think the reggae group Inner Circle and their hits. When you hear this, I bet you think Cops on Fox.
Yeah, that's how it got popularized, right? Like, that's really that took it on and made it shoot to the moon.
I feel like you were a kid at home Saturday nights watching Cops.
Maybe America's most extreme home videos, not Cops per se, on Spike TV. Watching crazy car crashes and crazy explosions.
Got it. Yeah. Well, I don't think Inner Circle did their theme song, but they did this one here. Sunfest, May 3rd through the 5th, downtown West Palm Beach. We got acts this year. You got acts like Shaggy and Nelly on Friday.
Yes.
Cole Swindell on Saturday.
Yes.
Third Eye Blind and Rebby Luton. How you say that band? Reggae Fusion. They're Sunday as well. Billy Idol, The Fix. I'll be honest, I love this year's lineup. I love how it spans 80s, 90s, 2000s. Like Shaggy, Nelly to kick it off Friday night in VIP Waterfront. Sunfest is the best. It's the best setting, without question, the best backdrop for live music. It is the most accessible, easy in, easy out. Get your Sunfest tickets and passes now at sunfest.com and prepare to be there for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 3 days of music, beverage, food, fun, culture, art along the waterfront in West Palm Beach. Sunfest.com. The countdown continues. We come back. Tina will tell us what it is that she swears and argues is in fact a breakfast food.
I think it is.
We'll find out what that is when we return. Quick reminder, though, Anna Jean and Levine are my accident attorneys. If you were involved in an accident, car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall, workers' comp issue, call Anna Jean and Levine. Consultation's absolutely free. You'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney. And remember, they don't get paid unless you get paid. And by the way, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, and that big team of litigators, they will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you know you deserve. So take back control of your life. Start to do this real simple by calling 800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, take back control of your life. Home team, ESPN 106.3.
You're listening to Josh Cohen and the Home Team, presented by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's official sports book. It's a Twin Peaks Tuesday. Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge for eats, drinks, and scenic views. This is ESPN 106.3.
Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book. You can sign up.
I can't help but dance with their song.
Legal in Florida. You can sign up right now. Easy to sign up, easy to deposit, easy to withdraw, and you can start betting games in minutes, safe and legally. Sign up easy and fast with PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, debit cards, whatever you want. This time of year, everybody fills out their bracket, but God knows your bracket's probably broken by now. The good news is with the Hard Rock Bet, you can still be in the action. Before the game starts, during the game, halftime, with 5 minutes left in the game, with live wager parlays, whatever you want. And the best part is, even though your bracket's broken, your first bet with Hard Rock Bet cannot be broken. Because even if you don't win, get this, if you don't win, you'll get back up to $100 as a bonus bet to try again. If you don't win, get up to $100 back as a bonus bet to try again. So if your first bet is $100 and it doesn't win, it's okay. They're giving you $100 back to try as a bonus bet. If it was $50, then you get a $50 play to try again. Again, download it from the App Store, Google Play Store, or hardrock.bet. And remember, Hard Rock Bet, we're in March Betness, mind you. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 888-ADMIT-IT. Why don't we save what it is that you argue and debate is a breakfast food?
We can save it.
Until next time.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
Let's do that. And instead, let's get right into Dad Joke Daily, the championship of cringe. Christian Cat, the funniest man on the show, has today's, speaking of foods, food-related dad jokes. All right, C-Cat.
Have you heard of the Mexican weather forecast?
No.
Chili today. Hot tamale.
Hot tamale. It's clever. Tamale. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't hate it.
That was funny. How do people say goodbye in Italy?
I don't know how.
Pasta la vista, baby.
La Vista's Spanish, though.
Why do the pickle get special treatment?
I don't know why.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. It's a big deal.
I like that.
Not disappointed.
Pickle is my favorite.
Not terribly disappointed. Thank you, C-Cat. Big night ahead of us here on ESPN 106.3. Freddie and Harry just until 7. And then we got pregame for Heat Warriors. Steph Curry and company come to town. Mm-hmm. Game night follows at 10:30. So lock it in for NBA action here on ESPN 106.3. Kids, remember, every day above ground
is a good day.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Goodnight, bad guy.
Have a great night. Back tomorrow at 4. Home team time, 6 p.m.